So, maybe you're married or in a relationship, and maybe you've called a phone sex mistress before. How did you feel about it? All of this sharing of fantasies and kinks can get complicated when you have a significant other at home, can't it? How can you possibly spend erotic time with a virtual lover without guilt plaguing your conscience? First of all, your relationship with your phone sex mistress has very little to do with your partner. You may think that no one on earth can make you feel the way she does, but you're wrong. Oh, you may have to look a long time to find someone who gets you as well as she. You may not want anyone else to fulfill this role. But the fact still remains that she, your phone sex mistress, is not the true object of your affection. What you really love about your relationship with your phone sex mistress is how she makes you feel. This is about you, your desire that you cannot express elsewhere, the side of you that would cost you dearly to expose, your need that calls out no matter what you do to thwart it. Did you notice I didn't use the words she or her or phone sex mistress once in that sentence? When's the last time you listened to your distance dom tell you about the girl at the store who pissed her off? Oh, you think that just never happens to us? No, I get it. We're not like other women. We never burden our mates with boring stories like that. No. It's all about you with your phone sex mistress, as it should be. I think it's virtually impossible to cheat on a mate by having phone sex. Unless, that is, you can cheat on your mate by having an affair with yourself. When you pick up that phone, I mirror you back to you. You face who you are when you're with me, but instead of hating what you see in that mirror, you accept the man staring back at you. You may even allow yourself to love him. That's why phone mistresses have to know so much about you at the outset, because the real goal isn't an ejaculation. The real goal is releasing that tension you carry in parts of your body other than your balls. A good phone mistress lets the air out of that burden you're carrying. Similarly, if phone sex causes problems in your real-life relationships, that's about you too. There's something off in your attitudes towards your partner, as well as your femdom phone sex mistress, if your marriage or relationship is suffering. Does that mean you should give up phone sex? Not necessarily. Examine the way you think about your mate and the way you think about your mistress. Fix those thought patterns, and you may well fix the problems in your relationship. Take responsibility for your role in a relationship's woes and what you can do to alleviate them. Having an outlet for your kinks can be very healthy, as long as you are careful to keep it that way. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you want to talk to me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.